We ready to record? We recording.
Oh, yeah, we live.
So I didn't even know that. Look, here is the intro that I was thinking. And tell me what you think. I'm going to give us about a good minute on it, all right?
Are you taking, we taking the hit for the intro?
This is what I was thinking. Yeah, we here.
It's not bad. Not a bad option.
You know? What y'all think?
And this is definitely a vibe.
I think it's a vibe. You know?
Because we don't want to go too hardcore. We don't want to go too late.
But we above the law, though.
Oh, yeah.
We going to say what the fuck we want to say in here.
Give it time.
You know?
Real
talk. Like, it's really no rules to this.
Real talk.
We going to get to it. So, I just wanted to know.
All right, so what was the other option before we jumped the board?
That's what
that was a vibe. Yeah. Who was that, by the way?
That's Rosé and Rosé. Meek and Tiana Taylor. Hey,
shout out to the gang. Shout out to MMG.
So that Rosé, was something Meek. That I had, right?
Yeah.
That was my first. That was my second option.
Okay.
The first one that I sent to the group chat was this. I'm really an intro person. I always feel like the intro is what's going to tell
intros
me
matter.
What I really want to know about the song, like how I'm really going to feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Again, it's option two. So I'm going to put it up on our poll right now.
Yes. Y'all let us know.
On our IG.
Hear,
and
we need that live right
now. Let us know, you know, what you think about our intro. Maybe it'll let me
I say Meek and Rosé.
I'm still with one.
You're still with
I'm
one.
Still with one.
Okay.
So we gotta run that back. Let me get my theme music.
Okay.
I need that. I'm feeling like prom today. Hey, you feel me? I got these jersey frames on. I'm feeling like Coach Prom
so
today.
Was
we got a very special very special episode.
And y'all should feel special because y'all building with us right now.
There we go.
And we all made it to the new year.
We got Corey in the building. Credit Corey. We just texting right now.
Your boy Jersey Jules, man.
Jersey Jules
in
the building. And your girl L Pretty B. We get into it. It's episode two. And we got a lot of things accomplished. Last night was a big one.
Yes.
You know?
How y'all like the equipment?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
I'm loving it right now.
You know what I mean?
It's nothing like building.
It's coming together.
Only episode two. We switched it up already.
It's coming together.
A lot of effort put into this, man.
Yeah. So I am going to.
Let's run that back before we get into it. I need that number one. I need that Meek and Rosé.
All right.
That Meek and Rosé, y'all.
Okay.
That's our theme music.
Let's run that back.
Hey.
Just one.
Hey.
Yeah, this is it right here.
I think this is it, fellas.
Welcome to the Real Talk Show.
We in the building. We live.
It's your boy, Jersey Jules.
It's your girl, L Pretty B.
It's your boy, Credit Corey.
Uh-huh, we in the building.
And we getting straight to the Real Talk, man.
We got a lot to talk about. Got a lot to get into.
What's that mainly? What's that cat? Oh, I know it's cat. Cat.
Come on.
I started 2024 off like, I'm coming at you.
So you're going to jump straight into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to tell me.
I'm telling you. That's what it's at right now.
Good. So we're going to get into it. We got some Hollywood talk.
Yes. The Hollywood segment. So what we're doing now is we're going to break the show down into segments, you know what I mean? Different topics. So this first topic that we got going up, this first segment is Hollywood. So we're going to get straight into the Hollywood segment, man. Talk to me, Corey.
Cat Williams. Cat Williams, my boy,
Hollywood.
Came out 2024.
Crazy.
With a vengeance, and that's how he, you know.
Let me ask
he had
this,
a lot
though.
To say.
Did he lie?
I didn't hear any lies.
Ain't nobody denied.
I can't really say what's a lie because I wasn't there, but the receipts is coming out.
Ain't nobody
lies.
Ain't nobody deny it. Ain't nobody deny it.
Yeah.
I feel like he got a lot of people worried.
Yeah.
You know?
Nervous.
But this is what happens when you allow everything to play on, right? You allow everything to just play out.
Yeah.
And people do what they want to do. You see people move how they want to move.
That's because it ain't no real consequences
and you don't
for these
even
people.
Really, yeah. You don't get the Epstein to say
list. Since we on the Hollywood subject, the Epstein list came out and everything. But what real consequences?
What was that again? I haven't done too much on the Epstein.
It's just really like he was sex trafficking. He had his own little island, but he came with a lot of little big leagues and a lot of them like the party hard. Yeah. You know what I mean?
With the kids allegedly.
That's what it be getting to. So,
So that Hollywood segment is a little weird to me. But what consequences is it really for these people?
But you know what? What consequences is it going to be if you have all the money in the world and you have all the power in the world? Unfortunately, this is the world that we live in.
They got to be able to pay some reparations more than just lawsuits.
The thing with Kat too is I think it was a lot happening. That's why he went to Shannon Sharpe's show, because those comedians was going to Shannon Sharpe's show. And he was just letting them say everything. He was letting them say whatever they want.
Cap been saying a lot of. He's been. That was all reiteration stuff that he already said for years. But why come out and say it right now one of the biggest platforms?
I feel like there's never really a right time to do that, though. There's never really a right time to say, I'm going to tell my story. I feel like we come from a community where it's like street code. We come from a community where it's like be loyal, be down. Yeah. And after a while, you gotta stop letting people gotta play with you.
Gotta eat at you after a while, especially if it's something that you know what I mean, that truly hurts you. I ain't saying go out here and snitch.
But you know what? Not even that. To take the emotion side of it, when you are really in the field and you're grinding and you're doing the work and you're out there, you get tired of people trying to pull you down.
People and it's react always when they want us. To. They Facts. React when they want to react. You can't tell them when to react.
So. But they love them when they're on stage. Aside from that, it's nothing really to it. I really feel like it's nothing different. The comedy world, Hollywood, it's a doggy dog world.
That's what I heard. I know nothing about that.
Yeah.
So also, let's just talk about 10 million views in a day, though.
That's crazy, man.
Shout I watched it last Club night. Shay Shay, for real. I watched it last night for the first time, and it was at like 26 day, million views.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man. I don't think nobody talking about it.
Shout out to Shay Shay.
Definitely Club Shay Shay. That was a win.
Doing your thing out there, Unc. I see you out there.
He hit the year off with his podcast. Much success.
As he should, man. Man, that black man been through, you feel me? Like, I was raised down in the South, and I can imagine him being older than me. What he experienced the scene and how he ain't really get to use a bathroom, inside bathroom until later on in life and stuff. Right. And thinking about the year that it was when he said that, like, that's crazy. You feel me? I understand. You feel me? Yeah. So he came from the bottom. He deserved everything, man. Flowers to Shannon. Man.
Yes. So Kanye West got new shoes.
Y'all
want
to hit flowers?
Come on, man. Let's get into
Shannon.
It.
You know, we got the applause.
Salute to the good fellow.
Salute to that black king, man. See you all.
Is this the turn?
That's what it sounds. Yeah.
Perfect. Hey. All right. Just to make sure we want
that. Get it right.
We just hit him with the applause. You know, we're gonna hit him with the applause. Got it. We're gonna hit him with the applause. We getting it right. We're gonna get it right. We like some big ass kids. You had to see us in here last night. We were so fucking excited jumping up and down that we got this shit. Let's talk about that. We thought the whole machine wasn't working.
It took two people that I know 3 hours to figure out to plug the headphones completely in.
The headphones we figured wasn't it out. Plugged in.
I thought
I had to get something else. It said Phantom Power. But I had to get another piece for the Phantom Power. I'm like, oh, man.
Had to plug the
headphones. But it lets you know we got some good energy right here because we was able to figure it out. Mm-hmm. We dead ass was like, we're not leaving until this shit is working. Right. And we did. But Kanye West got new shoes.
Are they new? Them fold up pods.
Are they really shoes?
Fold up socks.
I'm not saying. The pods. I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
Where we go? Like, I feel like he lives in a different world. Yeah. So
Kanye do whatever Kanye
like. These
do.
Are clothes that you wear on Mars, not on Earth.
They don't look comfortable. I tell you that.
I'm not going outside. I don't even like going outside like that. But with my socks. It's snowing outside. I'm not wearing that outside.
I can't see women pulling it out their purse during events when it heals.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I can't see that. But I don't think that's the market that he's going for.
I don't know where he's going with it, but
Kanye, holla at me. You want to create a marketer? You feel me? I do this.
How about his wife? New Kim K? Is that? I think that's Kim K.
Is it?
Look just like her.
They cloned Tyrone.
It looks like a Sims. Like, what in the Sims character is going on here?
That's funny. That's hilarious, yo. He do look like it. They just he know what he like, and
I mean the brother got find a type. The brother got a type. He finding anything. He's creating them now at this point. But he got a type. So it is what it is. Tony Braxton refused.
That's what I heard.
To hold Christian Rock's hand in the prayer circle. But and everybody's gonna be wondering about this. Why? Is she obligated? Yeah. If I don't wanna fuck girl.
You gotta keep the prayer hands together. No. We all responded. Praying.
You know, Tamar gonna have her voice of opinion. She actually responded. She actually said, you know, that's their sacred time as siblings and stuff like that, which I respect as I'm a Christian. Understood. And all that.
And
God
they just lost
a
sister, so it's
absolutely.
You know.
And she said Tony has lupus and she ain't gonna be touching everybody.
Oh, correct.
So you know what I mean?
Oh, you throw that in there. That's
you gotta be mindful of, you know, you never know what people going through.
No love, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, no hate, no all love, you feel me?
For sure.
Can't nobody judge.
I really hope that she gets the right people around her. She seems to be a beautiful girl, got great energy.
She was a track star.
Absolutely. So I just hope that, you know, in this year she get a lot of people around her that can pour into her. This year. So, okay, let's get the fuck.
Holly Weird is long. This segment is long. Keep it going.
Charleston White and Brittany Renner. Why did we even know that?
Yeah, that was weird. That was crazy.
Isn't he married?
What do y'all expect from two weird individuals?
Is he really with his wife, like doing that on what show was that on? What was?
I think it was Danza Project.
We ain't giving them no promotion. Like we ain't giving no other shows no promotion. Them other people, you feel me? We gonna call their names. That's about it.
Too. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what was on. No, I feel you. I feel you. But nah, they was wild enough.
Real talk.
But don't she like
somebody?
Aren't she interested? She like against what she was doing?
That's she was saying that that's not her. That's not her.
Then she
don't
need to be drinking.
Yeah, so it was the liquor. Blame it all on the liquor.
I'm gonna just say
that Bel Air get her loose.
Yeah. I'm gonna just say he definitely smashed though. You can't tell me that he ain't do all of that.
My boy said he was about to let it go dry rub.
Right.
I don't know. He OD for that. He OD for that.
What are you doing?
He OD for that.
I'm like, damn,
nobody letting one go dry rub for no break.
My boy said it's warm. I'm like, damn.
That nigga probably ain't never get no pussy before. That's the key. Hey, did she talk about she only got 35 bodies?
Only got 35.
What J. Cole say? You got to multiply.
You got to multiply by a different number, right?
She got to multiply hers by five.
Let's be realistic. We going to talk that real shit.
She got to multiply hers by five because she above us.
Man, if that little bit of Bel Air make her... You feel me? That type of loose. Yeah. Managing after the club drinking, you feel me? That Vion or something like that. You feel
but
me?
I mean, I feel like women like that know what they're getting into, especially when your name is on social media. You know, it's the clickbait, but.
COE, content over everything.
At the same time, it's like, she's a mom. You know, I feel like that. Have some coof in that type of aspect. Yeah. You know?
That's right. Throw that woman talking in there.
I'm just saying. It's nothing wrong with being sexy. It's nothing wrong with being confident. It's nothing wrong with women speaking freely about that. Mm-hmm. But it's a way to do it. I just feel like it's a way to do it.
Speaking of that, man, I've been saying this for a while now. Like, yo, I love women. You feel me? But every time I remember it used to be a privilege to be able to get like a nude or, you know what I mean? Something like type of that. All I got to do is now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too old school. What do I know? I'm just saying. You feel me?
Like, that's going to be. That's
I ain't complaining, but I'm just saying it's like it's oversaturated now. It's like, all right. You know what I feel me? Like, it's watered down now. Like,
It's very much so. So. Mike Epps bought every home in his childhood neighborhood.
Jeez.
Renovated them and made them low-income housing.
Get that black king.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Talk about goals. That is definitely one of my goals.
Buy back the block.
That is definitely one of my
amazing
goals.
Shout out to that man. Shout out to that man.
Didn't somebody else do that too? Didn't Tank just do that?
Tank signed his up. It was actually a little messed up because he did his. He was trying to buy back the block, and then a fire caught right after
he
signed.
I heard.
right after he signed or whatever for the building. So I don't, you know, I didn't hear too much on it. But I hope that doesn't let hopefully him, that don't stop anything.
Correct.
Yeah, get that man's flowers still.
Yeah, give him a flower. It's a great idea. I feel like if you're doing it, definitely do it.
Salute.
So back to Jeffrey Epstein's list. Bill Cosby was named on there as Doe 36, identified more than 50 times. Mm. Are we surprised?
I don't know. I love Bill Cosby.
Are
so.
I don't know.
I got to do some more research on that one.
Yeah. I feel like the documents that we were waiting for is definitely not what became public. I think a lot of people were looking for more factuals, more. Mm-hmm. More things to pin down on these
island.
People. All right,
they was on the island. Well,
exactly.
What happened?
Like, for instance,
even
they
though
named
the witness is naming some
Michael
things,
Jackson, yeah. they cleared Naomi my Campbell, man. You feel me? You know what I mean? But
they cleared Michael Jackson.
But
too.
Look how misleading that is.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? You just met him. That was it.
That's all
you
that
didn't see anything happen.
All that. Yeah.
But there's
mention my name then. You got some serious shit like that.
Don't even bring it up.
What the fuck you taking my hand and knowing I ain't got nothing involved in? Don't bring my shit.
Don't even bring me over there, bro. That's the shit you got going on.
You feel me?
You can have my champagne and I'm going to take the jet back. Because I don't know what the fuck you got going on over here. I'd have been out. You know what I mean?
But you speak on my name.
That's the networking that they have. You know, that's the circle that they're in right now. So it's unfortunate. Boosie walked out of the Color Purple movie because he says it was promoting the gay agenda and didn't want to expose his young daughter to that. But let's be very fucking clear. He bypassed so much shit in the Color Purple.
Yeah.
The for abuse, real. The molestation, the fucking poorness. Like, nigga, you worried about her finally finding somebody to love her because it was another bitch. Let's be fucking for real. And you don't even have to really watch the movie for the gay agenda to be pushed. You could really get that in different aspects. But don't allow that to shift the nature of the movie or what it's really about.
It's one of those reasoning there.
That, you know, his two cents, but it's entertainment. That's what you get. I just felt like if you're gonna say that, at least make some sense of it. But the gay agenda wasn't it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on. I mean, everybody got their own opinion. You feel me? Like maybe it was just a little bit too much on him, and that was his tolerance. You feel me?
Listen,
like he
do
tried
what
to
you
tolerate
do as a parent.
Everybody
like
tolerance.
Parent
yeah, but I feel like the movie is for a mature audience.
It is.
Right? I don't even know how old his daughter is.
I mean, you're taking your daughter to see Color Purple. You was about to see some wild
right.
shit.
Like you,
you feel
and,
me?
And
so
you as
already,
an adult
should
know that.
Some wild
exactly.
shit.
Yeah.
Like,
you know?
So, like, know what I mean? But maybe he wasn't expecting. Maybe it was just too much of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's a lot. I myself can't personally get through The Color Purple because I just don't like the storyline of it. I'm not a fan of movies. With the narrative
see,
like that,
to,
so
that's a movie
I can't
you don't
really
need
get,
to see twice. You don't really need to make.
I already know what's going
twice.
On. Like you know what I mean? It's different characters.
It
yeah,
that's like keep making and you know a Raisin in the Sun. You feel me?
Yeah,
I already know the story.
Can't really
line,
pour into that
me?
Anymore.
Like, even though a Raisin in the Sun is one of my favorites, you feel me?
Yeah,
feel me? But
it's a good movie.
Definitely
it's
good.
Good too. T.I. and Tiny is being sued again. Okay,
not again
for allegedly drugging a woman, and T.I. penetrated her. Big toe.
Big
what?
Toe.
Oh, that's crazy.
What is people really getting into?
That's just, they just, I don't know.
Big
that's
toe.
Big toe.
Why would you even let him do, so you let him take his shoe off, his sock off.
Is that even a thing?
Listen, you never know.
Couples,
oh,
everybody
you never,
they,
that's
you know.
That we still in the Hollywood segment.
Listen,
guys,
I'm not
with
here.
We got a long hour, so I hope you guys got your
things.
Snacks and shit. You feel me? Like, you
people
know what I mean? Grab a belly.
I'm not here to kink shame anybody, so.
I ain't here to kink shame.
I don't know.
That's your thing. That's
some different
thing.
Shit.
That's wild.
And then, you know, they him and his wife, you feel me? Whatever they into, respectfully, they jumping people off.
But keep
that's,
people
that's
outdoor.
That might be their thing behind closed doors.
Sign an NDA. Like, aren't they able to do that? You know what I mean? Like, get your shit in order if that's what you're doing.
Word, if you're jumping people off, you got to make sure you, man, these NDAs rocking.
You know the caliber that you are. You know, protect yourself at all costs. It's crazy. That's a really, really crazy thing. Hollywood is very much what it is.
Weird.
But people are inspired to be in Hollywood day in and day out.
Y'all
got to
understand,
I mean?
Man. Everything ain't going to always be what it seems.
The
careful
world is
becoming for.
More evolved around things like that. So
I think it's just being, everything is being exposed. Maybe we're in a spiritual war, but you know what I mean?
That's neither here nor there. But how do we cope and prepare for those types of things? Like, how do we deal with it? A lot of people are like, if mind your business type shit, you know what I mean? And just really keep it moving and do what you do in this world. But we're going to take a break. Y'all be safe. Don't go nowhere. And
we'll be right back.
We'll be right here.
The Real Talk Show.
Alright, there we go, we back. Thank you. We're gonna get into some credit. It's the new year.
Before we get into the credit, Corey, man, we want to shout out a couple sponsors, you feel me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You feel me? Shout out to Clarity.
Clarity, for sure.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Nonprofit organization.
I ain't get a hat.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, man, he got the whole gear, you feel me? He ready to go. Nonprofit organization. Golden line.
Let me be flying here.
You feel me? Like, oh, we definitely going to have Jeff up in here, man. Shout out to the whole Clarity movement.
Appreciate you.
Shout out to Bel Air, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Bel Air.
I appreciate your support, my brother. I see you out here, you feel me? Shout out to Vion out here, you feel me?
Yeah.
Tasty cognac.
We need more. Yeah, we need more.
And shout out to Mate Frames, you feel me? Like, again, man, this is your boy Jersey Jules, you know what I mean? I got my Jersey Frame line out now.
Yes.
Shout out
to
Travel Boss, you feel me? Mate Frames. Mm. So, Jersey Frames presented by Mate Frames.
Yes. I got some special guests.
Hold on. I got special gifts.
Uh-oh.
I can't. You feel me? This is a very special day. I mean, it's not every day that everybody. But Chad B. Shout out to Chad B. I see you, my boy.
Shout out
and
Chad
he
B.
He had his own sneaker line a few years ago, and that shit went wild, crazy. I wasn't even able to get a pair. I hit you in the DM, Chad. I need my pair, brother. I need that. I'm a big fan. You feel me? But I got my own. You feel me?
It looking good. It look. They did it. They all the same. Gold trim, silver trim.
The crew. The Real Talk Crew,
uh-oh,
you feel me?
Oh,
L Pretty B, this is you. It comes in a package. These ain't no flimsy shits neither.
Nice.
These
it look good.
These shits heavy. You feel
They're
me?
Looking good. Hey, ooh, hey, gifts hey, already. I like
hey,
it.
Corey, I love
gifts,
guys.
With it.
Yeah,
you feel me?
With
the
jersey.
Nice.
Fire.
Nice. Appreciate it.
And shout out to Travel Boss. You know what I mean? Made Frames. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
Appreciate
fire.
You.
These are fire.
That's nice.
ShopTravelBoss.com.
Yeah, yeah.
ShopTravelBoss.com.
ShopTravelBoss.com. These are definitely
at ShopTravelBoss on Instagram.
That's nice.
Appreciate you. Them jersey frames. Go grab those. Yes. You feel me? And we got something for the special guests whenever they come in. You feel me? Like, nah, man. And then we're going to get into something else.
Let's get into this credit.
Yes,
tell
yes,
us something,
absolutely,
Corey.
Absolutely.
Teach the people.
So this segment, we're gonna call this segment "Credit Conscious." So I just want to make sure everybody stay conscious of their credit. Y'all see what I did there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So on this one right here, I'm gonna just give y'all a couple credit builders, things y'all could do now without having any type of money, like nothing crazy, to start building your own credit.
Okay.
So this just a couple websites, personal credit. We're talking. So of course you got SelfLender.
Mm-hmm.
That's SELF.inc. SelfLender.
Mm-hmm.
So these are basically credit builders where you'll pay like an installment $5-$10 a month, but it'll report $3,000-$4,000. They all got different limits. So
yeah.
Don't miss any payments as well, because as quick as you can build up with these, if you start missing the payments, you're down for no reason. So you got SelfLender. Another one is Kovo. That's K-O-V-O credit.com. It's KovoCredit.com. And then we could do last one. We could do Ava. Ava.com. A-V-A.com. These are all fast credit builders. You can sign up to now and see an increase in your score within like the next 7-14 days. 2 weeks, you'll see something. You know what? Not even the last one. I'm going to do one more too, because a lot of people don't know you can report your rent. Everybody's out here paying rent.
Message.
They, when you miss your payments on your rent, you know what I mean? They want to harass you, make your credit score go down. So they need to be reporting it when you're paying it on time. So we're going to do rent reporters, rentreporters.com. They go back at least, I believe, 4 years as well. So that's actually a 4 year trade line with, you know, whatever your rent is showing. So
that's a good one right there. It's the beginning of the year. You know what I mean? Time people usually buy cars, furniture, move and stuff like that. That was a good one.
Yeah, you'll see a nice little increase. If you was to sign up for all of them, you'd definitely be seeing at least a 50, 60 point increase in about 2 weeks.
I actually used Self before and stuff like that. All the money that you put into it, it's like a savings account.
Yeah,
too.
You get it all back at the end of the day. You get it all back at the end of the year. You know what I mean? So you just build it up and you get the money back.
Sponsor.
Definitely. Definitely, highlight us for sure.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
That's
some great links right there.
Yes. I hope y'all were listening. Throw those at us again, Corey.
Yes, covocredit.com. Mm-hmm. You got Self Lender, that's self.inc. Mm-hmm. Rent Reporters, rentreporters.com. And then you had Ava, it was ava.com. Yeah, all the credit builders. Yeah, that was it.
What was the rental one?
The Rent Reporters. Rent Reporters. And there's another one, Rental Karma, rentalkarma.com. So okay. Both of those.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Nice, Corey.
Yes, yes. Credit conscious. Y'all stay conscious of y'all credit out there, man.
Credit Corey.
It's important. Yes. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to just being better versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, a part of what we need in financial literacy. So I hope that y'all are keeping those gems. You know, writing them down and, you know, making the best of them. Let's get to it.
Yes, yes.
We got some world news.
What are we taking next?
We got some world news right now.
Let's get into the world segment.
Yeah, that's...
It's looking a little dark, man. Again, man, it's your boy Jules, man. I spent 13 years in the Air Force, you know what I mean? I'm a firefighter, EMT. I'm a CPR instructor. I got my own training business, CPS training is at CPS_training, teaching Sora CPR, helping you get your CCW and stuff like that. I encourage everybody to get your CCW because it's a crazy world. And
what's that?
Concealed carry of weapon. Okay, Jersey changed their laws. You feel me? New York need to fall in line. You know, I mean, we all know our PA listeners, our Delaware listeners. We know how it go and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's a crazy world out here, and we all need to protect ourselves, protect our bodies, protect our families and stuff. I'm not advocating for violence or anything at all. You feel me? But I do. I am a firm believer.
Right to bear arms, right?
That's a fact.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that.
Especially you women, like if you're out and you know you work late, have some mace, little pocket knife. Protect yourself, because it's very wild out here. Like, it's like 11-year-old crazy people out here. You know, protect yourself. Protect your children out here. People are running off with kids in their car. Like, come on.
Get certified.
Stop leaving your car running. Don't be like my dumb ass. I didn't got my car stolen and shit.
You ain't leaving running.
The keys fell out my pocket.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know how you did that, bro.
It's a long story.
Anywho,
man, fuck y'all, yo.
It won't happen again. Don't worry.
Yeah, you try that shit again.
You gotta throw the Apple tags in there. Throw Apple tag on everything.
Yeah, man, I was lacking. I got a couple, but it wasn't in it at the time. So.
Oh man,
yeah.
They called me.
People throwing Apple tags in their kids' hair. So I saw that too. That's funny.
It's crazy.
Tracking their kids.
You gotta track my kids.
You got to, man.
I need your location on your phone. I need you to tell me when you're leaving home. I need you to tell me when you're getting home. All that.
Yeah, I need to know everything. I'm definitely that mom. I need to know.
I'm fucking shit up on my kids.
Every place your feet hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I definitely get that.
Absolutely.
We currently got, you know, a war right now that is happening. And it's devastating. It's devastating to see.
Bahamas and all that, like prayers. Again, I feel like it's another religion war, or maybe something deeper that I'm not gonna speak on and stuff. But it's just like it's a whole mess out there in the world and stuff.
Yeah.
And you got things going on in the Black Sea. Yeah, I know what's in the Black Sea, right? Yeah, you feel me? Like you got what's that? Snake Island and all that there and stuff. What the hell? What are y'all fighting on Snake Island? Yeah. What the hell is y'all throwing on Snake Island?
What are we doing?
So if y'all
this
got
is where y'all chose.
You know what I mean? People shooting down drones. People getting denied. Countries getting denied access to ports because of spy ships. apes, mm-hmm. and then you got aliens walking around in the mall in Miami.
Oh my god, this is crazy, that's man. Wild.
Hollywood, that sounds the back world, to weird. That's world segment, weird everything right there. Is just like blending in, like yeah. the world is getting Hollywood.
And even for us, just to bring it in a little bit closer, mm-hmm. we're getting a lot of immigrants that's being dropped off at our train station. Talk,
how y'all feel about that?
Like that.
That's
how do y'all crazy. Feel about that?
Yeah, I heard they was doing a building on Skid Row too, to like just take people off the street, immigrants, yeah. everything like that. Like that's yeah. that's crazy to me. I just
feel like, where you gonna put these people? Don't bring them here to abandon them, to put yeah. them in worse situations. Like, don't bring them here just to put them on the street.
If it's not a better situation, yeah, like, what's the
you
point?
Know, then what's the point?
What's the end goal for it? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all just gonna throw them here and
how prepared are
they?
You
are they allowed to work here?
Right. Yeah. Great question.
Are y'all giving them resources to work here?
Right.
I'm with everybody
papers,
looking for a better situation.
Citizenship.
Yeah. Everybody like, deserves a better situation, but yeah. how are we helping them become better situation? Just throwing in, oh, you're in free land. Yeah. Here you go.
Let's figure it out.
Shit ain't free. It costs $100 to leave every
yeah.
day. Like,
I just feel like it's a lot. It's a lot of it's a lot to be on the spectrum with that because we live here and. It's already difficult for us, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. now you're bringing people over, and it's like, damn, we still need help.
Yeah.
We still need, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy up here for us, and then you're bringing
nigga,
more
help
people.
Me.
Help me.
Help like, me. You know, like, help me, help me.
There's
like,
different places we can look at that on a spectrum. Cali right now is the first state medical insurance to illegal migrants and going to cost the taxpayers $3.1 billion a year.
Mm. Again, we paying for
tax
other people.
Tax dollars paying for it.
And this is what I mean.
We paying
right?
for the tolls. We paying for other people.
Yeah.
Paying for these potholes.
And what we getting? We barely yeah. getting.
I ain't mad at
we
you, though. I got
say,
I'm very
raised.
Happy that Newark is whatever. Newark must got money.
Yeah, they fix a lot going on.
They fixing up
and we
a
got
lot
the,
of shit.
Newark
and
got the movie.
It's looking beautiful.
That's because they got the Universal coming. Studios and stuff coming
yeah, it's
in.
On,
like Newark is big.
It's
you know,
Lions
always game. In the movies and
yeah.
stuff. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. It's looking good, but yeah, I
that's
think
the,
that's crazy.
Seth Boyan projects. They
yeah,
took over, right?
Yeah, $3.1 billion is crazy, but I feel like I'm hoping. That the United States just adapt universal medical health care for all of us.
Yeah. On some Canada shit.
Just do it.
Want
you know,
shit.
The presidential free. Vote this year. People are trying to
who
get
the fuck
Trump
is even
off.
Yeah.
Who is
as
running
a possibility.
Besides Trump?
They are trying to say,
who
do not.
Trump? Yeah, no Trump.
No Trump.
That's some people. Some people saying Trump though, but
I'm not saying. Vote
I'm not saying.
But I'm saying who the fuck else is running?
Yeah.
Right.
Name two other candidates. Y'all go first. You cut it. Exactly. You cut it. Who the fuck is who else is going to step
option?
Up to this yeah. responsibility to lead this free world the correct way? Without or, egotistics, without hitting agendas, without some evil shit, without mm-hmm. some backdoor shit.
Yeah.
Who else is going to... Man, Jules for president. 24, man.
Jules for president. Jules going to get it done.
Jules for motherfucking president. On baby.
Jersey Jules
first,
for president.
Man, I know exactly what needs to be it. Done, but everybody's scared to do it because everybody... Yeah. Man, y'all... Man, listen.
It's a hefty job, and it's a lot that comes with it, but people also don't realize that the president is only the face. That he don't
yep.
make no mm-hmm. fucking decisions. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. he don't got no play in nothing.
Bunch of people mm-hmm. behind him.
He's just the face of this shit. Like, the Congress, the House... All of them, all of that shit goes through them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he just show up. That's just what it
that's
is. So, you got to kind of be more mindful of that. And you get more people that say vote and advocate.
That's
because
we
got
to get them old jokers up out of there.
Yeah.
But how
niggas
do
ain't
you
got
do
no
that?
Term. Like,
but
we got to gotta put
that?
Term limits on
there.
We got old people making new laws.
He don't even be knowing what he be
he'll
at.
He be knowing what's
we
going on.
We got old people making new laws. Like, they don't even, like, come on.
I'll just give it to Kamala at this point, be honest with you.
No, hell no.
No,
absolutely not.
Exactly. Y'all see what I'm
no.
saying? Y'all see what's
nah,
going on?
And I like
right?
that. It's
put
crazy.
Terms
I,
on
because
ass
you're a woman.
And watch how shit
right?
changed.
So
and
you saying
think,
no,
but,
no. So
nah.
I'm like, so you got some reasons behind
thing.
That.
As a woman, we are, even if you don't see us on the forefront, you know.
Aww.
Shit is women will make shit happen.
Oh mm-hmm. man, yo,
we
it's
are
impact.
Going to
that's
women
be women are the
happen.
New bosses. Salute to all the women out there. Keep hitting
salute.
That shit.
Salute.
What do you
like?
It's
women
no
be
reason.
Bosses
and then you
the
got
fuck.
A woman of color behind you.
Yeah.
No, I'm going over there myself.
Women be bosses.
I'm going over there myself. Y'all cut this shit out. We not doing none of this.
get y'all shit together. Now we got all these bodies. We got to. No.
And niggas respect it.
Where is she at?
But as soon as the nigga come in, it's oh. Like, but as soon as she come in, it's oh, hi, you feel me?
Exactly. Oh, why? Yeah. But I don't know what she's done in this presidential, you know, election. But shout out to the women. I just feel like as women, I could see
a female president. It's about time.
What?
We gonna have this world.
But the thing that she's going to run into is other leaders from other countries. They don't play that trying about women, yeah, especially. Oh man, they already de-dollarizing the U.S. dollar. Yeah. Y'all heard about, you know what I mean? I think it was UAE and all that, Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. They all joined in to de-dollarize the dollar. Right. So that means get your dollar up. Right. There's going to be another form of dollar out there. Maybe sooner than later. And you know the U.S. don't like that.
It's already here, to be honest with you. We talk about crypto, but we're going to save that for another episode.
Credit conscious,
Corey. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of Bitcoin.
So, Lamar Odom, owner of 3 drug rehabs.
Salute.
I think it's amazing. Salute.
Big salute.
He went through especially to his journey. Help everybody else.
Everybody got their own journey, man. Absolutely. Nobody's here to judge, you feel me? I am not want to judge anything. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'll be judging a little bit. You know? I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, listen, he coming back to help.
I keep it to myself.
Fix your halo a little bit, you know?
I keep it to myself. I'm on my business, though, but I'll be judging low kids.
What?
Nah, salute to that man. Salute to that man.
Shout out to him, though.
Shout out to Lamar.
I just feel like at any given moment, he's
keep going, King. You see you. We're giving you your flowers.
One of his rehabs. One of his own rehabs.
We got to stick by each other, man. We got to stick by each other, man.
Yeah, but shout out to him. I think that is amazing. We need more. It's a lot of that going on, and I feel like the drug population is getting younger and younger, so I think that's very, you know, imperative. And hopefully that more people look into that. Like, people are buying schools, right? People are buying up their neighborhoods. But let's get our people some help, too. So I think that that'd be good.
Nah, that's good.
Japan faced another earthquake. This one was 7.6 magnitude. Jeez.
What's the highest? 10? This would go 10 on the Richter scale?
Yeah.
And with the wild, wild. Hey, Drew.
Ten is crazy.
Yeah, you're funny.
Ten is crazy. See what happened, bro.
Ten is crazy.
Man, God forgive me.
Nah, yeah, I didn't want to see what that was on a Richter scale. Yeah. I didn't know what it went up to. So 7.6 as well.
It's wicked. You know, the world is changing, man. But it's getting
prayers
wicked.
Prayers out to them, man. For real, man. Japan. I can't imagine.
But how do you prepare for stuff like that when you live in a country where things like that just naturally happen? Like, those are a part of your natural disasters.
Brace yourself.
You live there. Like, it's like... That's like living in fear all the time. Look at my daughter's calling me. living in fear all the time. But are we looking at the beginning of another war?
Man, it's already started. World War III
already, but...
Again, man, holla at CPS training. Get your CCW. You know what I mean?
Stay armed.
You feel me?
Be ready.
I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have
That's
it.
A
Protect
fact.
Your family out here, man.
You know what I mean? Come get your Sora, come get your CPR all in one shot, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And people definitely need that CPR, because it's a lot of people, you'd be out there, see somebody drowning and try to help. Amen. You can't do nothing. You don't even know where to start.
Stories, let me tell y'all something.
Like, with somebody just there, just because you didn't know how to do it, you could have saved somebody.
Last year and a half, that little boy, rest his soul, that died on the football field in one of the parks and stuff, man. That broke my little heart, man. But that broke my heart, period, because I'm a coach. I coach football and I'm a substitute teacher and stuff like that, man. I like, you know what I mean? Like that everybody just stood around because nobody knew CPR. So, you know what I mean? Y'all seen what happened to the DeMar Hamlin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
CPR is very vital, man. It's very important. So make sure you guys tune in.
Yeah, I had, I needed some CPR a couple weeks ago.
Shit, for what?
My greedy ass was eating a piece of steak too fast and almost fucking
choked. Oh, man.
Yeah, let me tell y'all. I saw my life last
you needed,
week.
You need the CPR or you need the, what you call it?
My eyes watering now. Like, yo.
Just thinking about it.
I could breathe, yo.
You needed the Hamlet?
What?
What?
Almost took me out.
Ain't got to move, like, if you choking and you can't do so, you got to put yourself, like, on a chair.
Yeah, somebody was telling
that.
Me, like, to push myself, like, against the wall. Thank God it came up. I'm here, y'all.
I'm happy you're here. That sounds crazy.
Glad you're here, y'all.
Yo, that's crazy. So, Harvard president Claudine Gay resigns. I feel like it's unfortunate because we don't really get women of color in mm-hmm. those types of positions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're forcing her out a little bit. I feel like, and she don't got the support that she needs. So she kind of like stepping down. So mm-hmm. I really mm-hmm. wanted to talk about that because
it's a lot of pressure on her.
It's a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just really unfair when you're in a field like that of predominantly men mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. They don't get that support no matter how good you are, no matter how educated you are, no matter your experience. Mm-hmm. But just because you're a woman, they're not really giving you that support for no other reason.
Hey, fellas, man, we got to embrace the women, man. Like,
we can help.
This is not the old times.
We can help.
I'm trying to tell you, they say behind every strong man is a stronger woman.
Absolutely.
A good woman, a stronger woman.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah. You feel me? Like, that's real talk, man. So, like, stop that.
I mean, I feel like I really feel like the sooner men realize that we're an asset and we're not an enemy,
that
you know, the world would be a better place. And if you include women on more things, the world would be a better place. You know, and that's not to say that we want to be like men. We want to, you know, just not to get into that. But I feel like we can help. We need each other. So I'm hoping that she gets the supports that she needs in her next journey and things like that.
We got
that.
You. The real talk got
that's
you.
A fact. Texas can ban emergency abortions. What the what?
Yeah, that's wild.
What is going on?
I know you feel something.
Everybody trying to tell people what to do with their body.
Can't let tell me
tell
them you. What to do with their body.
Let me just much. Say this here.
Slippery
if
slope.
If he send them, he is babysitting. Mm. okay.
Them daycare bills ain't going down though.
Y'all like, better I have feel these... like how does this and this is what goes into politics. Mm. You are telling people how it's to live their lives, right? You cannot do that. It's bigger than politics.
Y'all want me to tell you what it is?
What do you think it is?
Black people are having kids at a higher rate than the white people because once a white person get pregnant, they like, oh my God, no, my money, I'm successful and this and that. They're not really having kids. Black people, we think in another way. You feel me? Like,
but I kind of disagree. I think
when the last time you seen a white baby?
Last time you seen
all
the
time,
ancient.
Yeah,
all the time, and honestly, you got to think about that.
Respectfully, I'm not being funny.
All the time, though. But I also feel like that is the narrative that a lot of people think that it's always us having children. You get a lot of black women who don't want to have kids because
I know a few.
We are, you know, more we're becoming more successful. We're living our lives now.
Can't a lot to focus
of
on.
Yeah, a lot of women are looking Bossing for that up. Marriage and you know all of those things before actually having a baby. So a lot of people, even men, not just women, a lot of men are looking to be at the right status and you know right ability to provide for a family before they just dive in. Yeah. I think it's a small population of people where it's the baby mama baby daddy thing, and of course it's the you know low income housing, those types of you know areas. Mm-hmm. But let's be fucking for real, Hispanic people have more kids than us.
Oh,
Hispanic.
Yeah,
Jews have more kids than us. They get more
support than us.
If you go to the mall, you got a couple, a Jew couple, and they got 8 kids.
Think Hispanic get more support?
They not being funny, they dropping migrants off. Are they black? And they giving them what? Support.
That's a fact.
That's
when the last time y'all seen black migrants get dropped off with support?
Yeah.
Nah, we got dropped off here.
Like I'm not saying
400 years ago with the clothes on our backs.
You know, we gonna speak you know? Real.
So that's the narrative. Like people always say, they feel like African Americans are the most people that are on welfare, and that's not true.
That's not true.
No, you know what I mean? I so true. I feel true. Like it's just a narrative to kind of keep us down, but we evolving as a black race,
a
and we're coming up out of a lot of those stereotypes, and I love that.
And we killing
it. You know, we're killing it. I think it's also because of the education. Like we're really learning.
We killing it. In you know, education, especially who? The women.
Of course. Absolutely.
There we go.
Everybody getting financial literacy now. Getting you know, getting up.
If
on
you
it,
don't know now, that is a. You're being ignorant at this point. It's an option.
Yeah, like our choosing.
Our phone is smarter than us.
You're choosing you know? Not to. It's crazy. You choosing not to educate yourself about so what's going resources. On around the world is wild to me. Mm. You know, like even the world of social media, the world of podcasts, the world of social media influencing. Like this is the time, right? There is no reason for anyone to be broke. I feel like
it's
if
not,
you have a phone.
Is. It's not.
You have no excuse.
Because I know I've seen a lot of people make some money out of nothing.
What?
I know
trucking dispatch or something. Like,
exactly.
You know trucking dispatch on your phone right now.
It's kids. It's 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds who are millionaires right now.
TikToking.
Hey.
It's no reason. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's a fact. You know, so if you got a phone, and you can put that much energy into logging on to social media, to logging on to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you got enough energy to research and get put yourself in a better position. That's just how absolutely. Stop waiting for somebody to put you in a better position.
Too many hustles out here.
It's too many, you know?
Music.
Let's get into the music section. Oh, yes.
Before we get into the music
talking about music.
You feel me? Hey, man. Yeah. Let's get out. Everybody to go in and go grab that AAAL magazine.
Yes, sir. 2023,
2024
magazine. Salute, salute.
Shout out to Lotto on the front. I see you, girl. You doing your thing. Your boy Jersey Jules on page 7.
Page 7. Go with that. Let me read that.
My boy working.
Let me read that. Jersey Jules, Orange, New Jersey. Jersey Jules is a well-known music artist straight out of Orange, New Jersey. Jules is known for his versatile flow, songwriting capabilities, smooth lyrics, and his work ethic. In a short amount of time, Jules has managed to release some hot singles and has worked with some of Jersey's top artists, such as Kazi and Poppy Stores. Jules is also more than an artist. He's in coordinating events, showcases under his label, Silent Grind Productions.
Yes, yes, yes.
With the latest single, Show and Prove, leading his current musical campaign, don't be surprised if you catch him on some of the biggest platforms and stages as he aims to become common household name in the music industry. Shout out to you.
Shout out to that boy.
Shout out to you. This is big.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Tell us how you feel. Like, how did this come about?
Oh, man. First of all, I like to give all thanks to God.
Absolutely.
Man. All thanks be to God, man. Wouldn't be able to do nothing without God. And thanks to my kids, man. They're my biggest supporters, my biggest fans, actually. You feel me? But it came about just like I've been doing this for well over 10 years, like grinding and just shaking hands, brushing right shoulders, doing good business. You know what I mean? Standing on my word, standing on my craft, and just believing in myself. You know what I mean? This is all independent, all self-funded and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, like I said, man, I wouldn't be nowhere near here if it wasn't for God, man. So I'm just grateful, man. So, and shout out to my PR. I got like a couple PRs, but my man Bouncer, you feel me? And you know what I mean? My man DJ Tarzan and shit like that, man. I got a This Is 50 interview coming up too, man.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
nice.
Yes.
Look,
so I'm excited about that. You guys are welcome. You know what I mean? Got something else after that.
You're welcome.
Yo, this is
my boy making moves.
But nah, I'm just flattered, man. You know, we got showcases coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, the crew is going to be hosting, of course.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We're going to have DJ Chase out there. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Chase giving us the opportunity to expand our brand.
Shout out Chase.
Expand our content. Let us talk our shit.
Download that app.
Like, yeah, download the DJ Chase Radio app. You feel me?
That's it, yeah. Now. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Les.
I'm really, really proud of you. You worked really, really hard for this. And keep going.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, you know, everything that you have in store, what this next chapter is like for you.
Hey.
And great to be a part of it.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
For real. Thank you guys for being a part of it.
Of course, of course. Let's get into this music segment.
Yeah.
The Game lost another sexual assault lawsuit to the same person.
Another.
So he paid up twice?
Another. Well, apparently.
Yeah.
According to her, allegedly, I should say.
Oh, it's nothing documented.
He didn't pay her from the first lawsuit.
Okay. So I doubt he paid for the second.
They say he tried to hide his bread.
I mean, did 50 Cent
allegedly.
Do that?
Allegedly.
Everybody try to hide their bread. Everybody want to claim broke, you know? They don't got to worry about stuff like this.
Hey,
yeah.
He's probably
but I feel
right
like
now.
Just
I think there's
so
a couple of videos. He's saying he ain't got it. You feel?
Yeah. Hey. You know.
He ain't got it. What
ain't
can
got
you
it. I can't give you something I ain't got. You feel me?
That's
like,
a fact.
Man, he ain't got it. He got it. That's what he said.
My boy said, you're not getting the come up off him.
How you going to tell him what he got?
You ain't doing that. Yeah. How do we feel about Ogle Murder's wrap up?
I gotta hear it. I ain't even hear it yet.
I expected more. Let me just say that. I'm very
disappointed.
He be going
crazy, though.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed.
Nah. Did he do it?
I ain't wrapping up, right?
I'm like, I don't know. Am I getting old? You know, am yeah. I? Is it just not hitting the same for me no more?
Especially when you're expecting it, and if it's not what
I just
you
felt like
wanted.
He had a lot to talk about, and he kind of like it was like, oh, y'all know I want to talk about Diddy, and that's what yeah. Diddy, but it was so yeah. much more that yeah. you know that he could have touched on.
But you know who
the
bodied there in the wrap up. Justina Valentine, man.
Oh yeah,
women
like
are
her,
women, yo.
Yo,
fire. Yo, like women her, yo. Are winning.
But
fellas, step your fucking
she
game
be,
up,
she be
man.
Some bars.
I love it. I love to see it, man. Yeah, she killed that shit. I actually seen her. Got the chance to meet her when I performed recently at Celebrity Boxing and
nice.
Stuff like that. Oh,
okay.
And like she mad cool, down to earth, man.
Yeah,
she
I
took
saw her at the
VMAs. Everybody, yeah, she was mad cool.
Nice.
She from Jersey too,
yeah,
right?
That's why I'm, yeah, that's
what
I'm. Yeah, shout out to
Jersey.
Shout out to Jersey.
Shout
absolutely.
Out to Jersey in the building.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Snoop Dogg.
That's my favorite
his
button.
His name. 2024 Olympic correspondent after NBC Olympic producer saw his commentary with Kevin Hart in 2020. Let's just say this. Snoop Dogg know how to get it bad.
Snoop is entertainment.
Man.
Snoop
hey,
is a household
I ain't mad
name.
At you,
he is in everything. He got
I don't,
his
I don't know what
everything.
The hell you know about yeah. Olympics, but nigga,
they just want him. They just want him to commentate. They love
going
it.
To be
he's gonna hold it down.
Right.
They seen him do. Turn. They seen him do. Something
do a good job
from the 2020 yeah. with him and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what I mean, Kev, you cool and all, but you that
yeah.
dude. So
yeah.
Shout
always
out,
the man.
Shout
out to Snoop,
man,
for real.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really interesting.
He representing for the culture.
He's always a good
brother.
Watch. No matter what
yeah.
he's in, though.
Watch him in anything.
Yeah, you can watch him in anything. It's really good. Wu-Tang Clan lands their Las Vegas residency.
Ooh.
I love that, especially for the 50 years of hip-hop.
Wu-Tang.
Coming
right after that shit. That's what's up. I like that.
Shout out. Right
man,
after Usher.
History.
That's mm-hmm. definitely way to follow up after Usher. I think
history.
That's really, really big.
I gotta go get see.
I've never even been to Vegas yet. I gotta get out there.
I've never been to Vegas once, but it was really cool. So I gotta do it over. Definitely
I've
gotta
been
do
to Vegas
that.
Vegas a few times. Vegas is all right.
Yeah,
yo.
I gotta try to get right. out there one time.
I gotta redo mine. So we'll see.
Shout out to Vegas.
Yeah.
Man, I got my people out there.
They're the first hip hop act too. So that's really, really big, especially for the 50 years of hip hop.
Okay.
You know, starting it off.
Nobody never did. Hip hop residency?
Nope.
Damn, that's crazy.
Nope. Nope, they're the first one.
Man, that's what's up.
That's
salute,
big.
Salute.
Yeah.
Nope, that's huge, bro.
Yeah, that's big.
Putting on for the culture, putting on for everything, man. For people and everything.
Yeah. So, Fabio Foreign and Lil Mabu.
The N-word situation.
Song
I guess he
called
gave him
Teach Me How to Drill. Let me see.
Pull that shit up,
Teach Me How to Drill.
I saw it, but I want you guys to see it and hear it too.
So he got some slack for this song because
he was letting the white boy
say the N-word.
Say the N-word. Now I'm not gonna be biased. I'm gonna keep it 100. I know some real white boys that got the pass with the N-word.
Yeah, absolutely.
And okay. some real niggas. You feel me? They'll slap the shit out of you.
You know what I mean? Millie,
If you grew up in the culture, you in the culture.
Love him.
And
Millie
you
Z
in the
fire.
Culture. But black people are the only people that be letting niggas in their culture for real.
That's a
we
fact.
We got to stop being friendly at the same time, man.
I agree with that.
If they earned it, all right, maybe. I mean, stop being so fucking friendly. I don't know, Lil Mabu.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about it. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But here's my question. So I got a question, right? You got a white shooter in your circle,
mm-hmm.
right? Probably grew up the same way you grew up,
mm-hmm.
all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all got ops. Y'all going out, y'all going to ride out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all letting him shoot another black brother?
Listen, I ain't going down.
Man, we at war.
We
that's
at war,
my
we
brother.
At war.
I really went to war twice.
Yeah,
I really deployed twice. If, if he was riding with me from the jump,
you
that's
ride,
my brother,
ride,
man.
Yeah.
And that's my op, man.
That's
we
the op.
Open.
That's
yeah.
the op.
Okay, I respect
that. Skin tone don't matter in that situation,
okay.
for
okay.
sure.
Yeah, cool. man.
All right, I just wanted to see where y'all heads is at.
I mean, I'm very mature.
I'm
when
like,
it comes
nah.
to it.
In my opinion, I'm like, no. He got a job. I'm not letting him do it. You know what I mean?
He got to chill.
Like, yeah, no. Like, he could drive us, but you're not. No, you're not shooting.
Yeah, that's.
You know
funny.
What I mean? I don't
that's
know
hilarious.
How I feel
you might
about
have
that.
A point on that one.
You know
I
mean,
no,
yeah. let him drive, but I'm not letting you shoot.
But fuck that,
man.
He got to put in work too, man.
Still need
reparations.
Hey, listen. Get your reparations out of him.
That's what I
mean.
I don't know.
I ain't about to have him in no position talk about like, oh, I'm just saying allegedly, God forbid, you know who. Anywho, we gonna be if you know me, you know me. We gonna leave that.
Let's get into some sport talk.
Yeah.
So, here's a big one, though. Draymond is back. After being suspended for 11 games.
Man, they laying that nigga. I thought they showed him back.
But here's my thing. Now he's about to kill somebody.
They said indefinite. I thought it was a wrap.
No, now he's been reinstated in his 12th game. So he's coming back to play.
My boy, I ain't mad at it, but I'm just saying. Like,
he about to have somebody in the full Nelson suplex.
This nigga that knocked his teammate out. He did choke three people this season.
He a loose cannon.
Yeah, I think he a liability right now.
Definitely a liability.
I hope that the reinstatement came with some type of therapy. Not to my own.
But I mean, I get it. Saying, the NBA getting soft, but you don't like. We don't need niggas choking.
I feel like all
niggas.
Sports is getting soft.
Everybody can't be
choking
on
niggas
us.
Out on the court. Though.
Man, is he really like? What's Draymond's background? Is he really from the hood? Is he really like
is
that?
Is he really like that?
Is he really
sports?
Like that?
Where's he just
from?
Doing it to people?
I mean, I need a fact check. I need a street fact.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta look
man,
that
look
up.
That
we gotta
man,
look
that
up.
Go,
yeah, look him up.
This nigga back not be from the gated community. See him choking niggas. Hey, y'all letting this nigga choking
on
nah,
the court
that's
at
funny.
That.
Like, hey, yo, y'all
back
not be
from Saginaw, Michigan.
What the fuck?
What that's by? Like,
he from hell no.
Like,
he
how
from,
far is that from
8
miles?
Hell no, Michigan.
That nigga close to Canada. Like, hey, y'all ain't the Canadian.
Yo, that's funny.
That nigga's from hell no. Hell
y'all
ain't no,
the Canadian
Michigan.
Choke y'all in a minute.
Yeah, he might wild though.
He's wilding. He got that. He definitely got some anger issues. I hope he figured that shit out.
For real though, man. Shout out to the brother, man. But I wish him nothing but success. But yeah. I don't think. Nah, I mean, you
speaking
feel
of returns. Ja Morant is back.
My boy. Ja. And he going crazy. What's the
going
tall?
Crazy.
What's the tall center? Wimbley. He going crazy. Dunked on him.
He hit him with that half filet. That hezzy twin. Oh. Hey.
With the filet.
The filet.
Word.
Shout out to Filet, man. Jersey.
Yeah, he's bringing the game back. He's putting some spark back in the NBA, and I love that.
Love it.
Morant.
You know, Ja is,
good to see
ja
him in
is
good
Morant,
speech.
And it's, I'm glad to have the brother back. You know, it's a lot of pressure on him, too. He is who he is, and I like that. He is who he is on and off the court. But, you know, these people all about image. But
yeah.
Don't let them take you off your rocket. He's coming back. He's
unapologetically always be yourself.
Absolutely.
King.
Michigan beat Alabama. I did not have that on my ticket. I'm gonna just say that.
I did not. I definitely had that on
my
ticket.
I should have.
Roll Tide. I grew up in Alabama, man. Shout out to the 334, man.
No. I grew up close to Alabama, but
Roll Tide, man.
I stayed in Huntsville for a while.
Okay.
So you know,
about the tornadoes.
Okay.
And I was young. I was like third grade, fourth grade.
Fucking hurricanes.
Yeah,
no joke.
Telling me to jump in the tub and shit like that's what I'm doing. Get in the tub, put the blankets on top of you.
Shit, hurricane, serious. Yeah.
Shit was wild.
Shout out to the 334, man.
Yeah, they no joke. Boxing, which is one of my favorite sports.
Okay.
Boxing, Tank took his shahada.
Oh,
shout
nice.
Out to Tank.
Nice
man.
Salute.
And I love that.
He on his spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. That's showing growth.
He's committed
he's trying
to it.
He's trying
and I really, really.
Himself.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And I'm hoping more. Of our Islam brothers, like if you are, take it serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to say if you're taking it serious,
you know, take it serious. Mm-hmm. Like, be on your deen, educate yourself,
be on your
like,
deen,
get
dude.
More into it. You know, build your relationship this year with Allah, if that's or God, you know, whatever He is to you.
Amen.
But take it serious. Amen. If that's your spiritual thing that you got going on. Devin Haney said Tank is pussy.
Pussy. Mm. Who the fuck is? I know Haney got hands and
nah,
all that.
Nah, he nice.
Tank said he gonna make his father cry though.
I believe Tank.
I can't wait to see that.
They put his dad homie.
Niggas put it on their dad homie.
Serious. You know it's serious.
Haney, I think he fucked
make his
up.
Father
he,
cry.
He put it on his.
Who
head
y'all
home.
Taking? What do y'all think if this ever was to be a possibility?
I'm still rocking with Tank.
Tank.
I think I might rock with Tank.
You gonna go with Tank on this?
Tank.
Yeah,
and this ain't racial bias or nothing. I'm going straight sports. Tank.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Haney just trying to pump himself up. You feel me for the situation. You mm-hmm. feel me? I ain't bad at them. Sell them tickets. Get your bread. But
yeah, I agree with that. What we got next?
That's good. I guess we could do what one more sports segment. Wrap it up a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I know we about to kill the time.
We in here. We got a lot
we
to talk
though.
About.
We got
man.
A lot to talk about, though.
I told you guys to sit back, grab your Belair.
Yeah. Wait till we get
me?
Some chairs in here. We're really going to get a little comfortable.
Yeah, once we get comfortable, it's over.
That's
Carolina Panthers owner fined for throwing drinks on a fan.
Nice.
What do y'all think about? I just feel like
sports. Why he throw drink? What the fan do?
I don't know. Is that an action or an action?
I just feel like you gotta let fans be fans. You know, fans definitely was a reaction.
I'm gonna be a fan regardless.
I'm gonna be a fan. I'm gonna talk my shit. But come on, now you're an owner. Now I'm definitely sold. I'm
definitely a quick comeback.
He threw that shit on me too. Word.
I was sitting right next to him.
On my sweater. I want $1 billion.
Word.
Are you fucking crazy? Throw a drink on me.
Shooting for the stars. Crazy. And on the moon.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban and his companies helped his player Dorian Finney-Smith's father get parole after 28 years in prison. I think that's amazing.
Shout out to Mark Cuban.
Shout out to Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
I always heard he was a real one for that. I mean, not just for that, but I always heard Mark Cuban was a real one.
Always good things with Mark Cuban.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though he a shark on Shark Tank and all that shit, but he, man, shout out to Mark Cuban for that, man. Shout out to helping that brother, see his father and make his father's dreams come true of seeing his son playing the NFL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's big. Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather rematch.
Ooh, I can't wait for that.
I think this is going to be crazy. I think Pacquiao is going to put Mayweather on his ass. He got something to prove.
If he could catch him, that's why I'm mad. Mayweather.
Something to prove.
He dipping a lot, but we're going to see.
They say Manny won one of them. I think he got gypped out of
I'll tell you one thing. When it comes to boxing, ain't neither one of them losing when it comes to the payments.
That's a big fact. Either way, they're both coming out green.
Super green.
Nobody hurting. Yeah. Lumped up and all.
Definitely coming out.
Lumped up and all. Ain't nobody hurting.
Tyreek Hill, his home caught on fire. Well, why the fuck was Rose in front of it? Like, he's a TMZ reporter.
Yeah, he's the hood TMZ.
I thought that was very corny. Rose gonna be content over everything.
Rose don't let everybody know what's going on. He's the hood TMZ. In my opinion, he keeping the streets adjusted. Fire, 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 fire
boy was ready.
And all that.
He was ready.
We could get this together.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's crazy. I was like, okay, Rosé. Did he live across the street?
Not everybody is allowed to be in that area.
Why was he there, though?
Because he's allowed to be in that area.
Yeah, he good. He allowed to be there.
Money talks.
He could have been anywhere in the world in a studio, but why are you there reporting a fire?
Right place, right time.
That might be his real passion. Maybe he want to do that.
No, I don't know. Rosé be having his hands in a lot of things.
So nah, he might be at the right place the right time, as he should.
COE for sure.
Yeah, you never really know. So,
shout out to the Garden State Herd, man. Some of my pro team out of Jersey. You feel me?
Season
coming up, man. Kicking off in what, March? So make sure y'all check it out, man. GardenStateHerd.com. Kaizen.
Yes.
Nice.
So what we doing? Good episode.
That was great.
Man, it's a great episode. How you guys feeling? How you guys feeling? I'm feeling amazing. There, man?
I feel great, man.
I feel like we covered a lot of things about the future.
Yeah. How we building.
Oh, man. It's been a wonderful journey, man. And we're just getting started. We're glad to have you guys. So thank you for coming on this journey with us, man. And you witnessed history in the making right here.
Yes. Yeah, appreciate it.
And make sure you follow us. Jersey_Jules. Mm-hmm. At L Pretty B.
Yes, at credit.corey.
That's right. Make sure that you follow us.
Don't forget the dot, please.
Don't forget to follow us at The Real Talk Show, too. For promos, interviews, questions that you may have.
Anything you want us to talk about, anything.
Yeah.
We need the feedback.
The Real Talk Show, 973@gmail.com.
Yes.
Email and we're going to get right, man.
And download the DJ Chase app.
We are
exclusively live. DJ Chase app radio.com. That's where we at, y'all. Download the app.
Every Wednesday, 9 to 10.
9 to 10 every Wednesday.
And they do circle back. So in case you missed it, you know, they will circle it back. It's 24 hours music.
So nice,
I
had to play it twice.
So, you know, you can get your little listening on too, because it is music there also. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you tune in to us next week.
Yes,
don't forget our YouTube also. So we're developing that. Make sure y'all subscribe, hit the like button, and share. And you get to really see the effects. Like I said, we're building from ground up. Yes. And you're like getting all of it. So I hope you join our community and our journey on this. And fuck with us. Because we're going up. It's the only way to to really go.
Yes, real talk show. We out of here, man. Yeah. We out of here. We y'all stay there. Stay
Jersey
safe.
Jersey, Sal and Gron. Too good to be true.